Blog Talk Radio.
Let yourself be. Take the time to rediscover. Feel like waking, escaping. All the time for all the places. Can't you see? I am that I am. It's me. Hello and welcome to Home to Homeland podcast episode 10. I am your host, Sanchelle, and I'm coming to you live from my studio apartment. Today is Wednesday, January 27th, 2021. Thank you for listening in to our episode for tonight. I'm going to be taking a little break for about a month until March. From doing the podcast, but I hope that this will give you plenty of time to go back to episode one and to take a listen to the evolution of my thoughts as I have been reflecting on my journey from Baltimore to Senegal. This podcast is a spinoff from my dance theater play, which I premiered in March 2019, in which the performers traveled through various rooms that represent pit stops in New Orleans and daytime television via the Wendy Williams Show, where I interview myself on the meaning of home. My final stop lies in Senegal, where I realize that home is beneath my feet. This interactive experience opens up a world of non-biased seating with an audience and sparks a deeper conversation of the similarities of home that we all hold within ourselves. A few things to keep in mind is that I speak from a place of experience and not expertise. I don't know everything, nor do I pretend to. I am creating the space to express things that may or may not be the norm. If it resonates, it resonates. And I'm here to bring a voice to those unheard. Some of the greatest people I have met have been in Ubers, have been in dance classes, corner stores, bodegas, taxis, bus stops, sometimes the most random places, supermarkets. So I'm here to bring a voice to the stories that I have learned from these people and to hold space for those who are unheard. You can support this platform by donating to my Cash App or Venmo. My Cash App is $SanchelleBrown, S-A-N-C-H-E-L, or Venmo at SanchelleBrown. This is episode 10. So the energy of the number 10 represents completion. The number 10 indicates an independent person or independent energy with enormous potential. This number helps in bringing projects to completion. The number 10 is comfortable with being alone, just like the number 1. And for some, they may break it down to number 1, 1 plus 0 equals 10. And it recognizes the need for individualism while being a part of the whole. Those who resonate with number 10 in their numerology should use their independence to teach themselves to be aware of moments where they might exude others or assume their own ways are the best. And I think that this is really appropriate for tonight's topic. Tonight's topic is From Whence We Came. Senegal, do small, do small. Jegeget, blunglek, blunglek, jegeget, blunglek, blunglek. Rhythm pour from the mouth of the Saba goddess as I spend weeks in the hottest of suns and driest of sands learning the art form of Saba. The hardest dance on earth, I swear. Or was it? Kind of reminded me of the Baltimore ciphers I witnessed with kids flying high in the sun. I got to Africa. I made it. Aunt Vicky called me days before my flight saying, "You are the first one to leave the States. How proud are we of you?" It never got old seeing black faces and gleaming smiles walking through the village. Gambas at streets were a delectable treat at the coast of the Atlantic. Beignets automatically took me to Miss Nolan's herself as I sat in cafes similar to America's Deep South. Noisy, crowded, boot coupe, tears dropping, sweat dripping, money evaporating, bistop, coca, spice, fussy gay, looking for the end and beginning. Do your laundry, wash your soul clean, take the time to rediscover, me like waiting, no escaping, all the time for all the taking. back to where we began and whence we came. I reflect today on the millions parted through the sub-Saharan and transatlantic slave trade. Those whom had already existed in the faraway lands of their captors and were sold into the inhumane practice of slavery. Women buried with babies in their bodies, packed in dungeons and sold as bodies for profit. Those whose tears were not dried by their mothers as they were separated again and again from blood relatives. Those who forgot the rhythm and mother tongue of the djembe drum. We have reached the end of a cycle, and it is our time to ignite the blood of those within this family line to claim what is rightfully ours. Our blood has been wrung on the soil of this country. They say, God bless America, but we are the God that blessed this rich land. We took nothing and made it into everything. America is what it is because we are who we are. And our ancestors, we trust from dawn to dusk, they be watching, trust. We are only a breath away from the coast of Africa, our beloved home of humanity. All of us may not have relative roots to that continent, but I believe that this all was one land at once. And she is the heart. Whether we came from Africa or went to Africa as enslaved people, our origin lies within her. We are the ascendants. We are the children of the origin. Let us take a collective breath as I dig into my memory of returning and going to Gore Island. Take a deep breath in and let it go. Gore is known as the location of the House of Slaves, Maison des Esclaves, built by the Afro-French Métis family about 1780 to 1784. The House of Slaves is one of the oldest house of this island. It is now used as a tourist destination to show the horrors of the slave trade throughout the Atlantic world. After the decline of the slave trade from Senegal in the 1770s and 1780s, the town became an important part of the shipment of peanuts, peanut oil, gum, Arabic, ivory, and other products of the legitimate trade. It was probably in relation to this trade that the so-called Maison des Esclaves was built. The island of Gore was one of the first places in Africa to be settled by the Europeans as the Portuguese settled on the island in 1444. Look at that number. It was captured by the United Netherlands in 1588, then the Portuguese again and again, the Dutch. They named it after the Dutch island of Gore, before the British took it over under Robert Holmes in 1664. So back in 2015, I got to visit Gore Island for myself for the first time ever. At that time, I wasn't really spiritually in tune. I wasn't really connecting to my ancestral line. I wasn't really aware completely. But when I walked into the space, the energy was undeniable. Now, I know a couple weeks back I spoke about the Aboriginals and the Black Indians that stand on this ground, and though I do feel that there is definitely truth to us being here already, the ancestral pull, the connection that I personally felt when I stepped into that dungeon, I felt like I came back to a place I had been before or that was connected to an energetic line that I just wasn't aware of. My body felt dense. I cried and cried and cried when I walked in. I didn't know what was going on. All I could do was feel the heaviness of the air. It was worse than when you read about slavery, it's different than when you actually go and you see where things happened, where things took place. Luckily, I had a historian for a mother, so she would take us actually to plantations around the South. I've been to a couple in Maryland, and we've been only in Maryland. I've been to a couple of slave plantations here, and the feeling that I feel there compared to how I felt in Gore, it was a complete connection. It was almost like something clicked where I was like, ah, we were here. This did happen. This did take place. So something wasn't right when I walked into that space. So at the bottom of the island, you'll see that there are dungeons and there are rooms set up where they separated the men from the women, and they would pack them in these rooms. I mean, the rooms were not that big, but I thought about how many people were standing in those rooms sometimes for months at a time before they even got on the ship. I learned about the Portuguese being the primary of the first to even start bringing slaves from the Senegal across the Atlantic, which I was not previously aware of. And the first time around, I just felt a deep sadness. I just felt like, how did we get here? Even though it was years and years and years after, it was hard for me to move beyond that. And at the top of the cabin, if you look on Google, you'll see that there's a picture of Gori Island, and you'll see that there are like two stairways that lead to the top level. And the top level is where all of those who were capturing the slaves, they were there. They had a kitchen upstairs. They had literally had a balcony where they would overlook the water, I'm sure, to facilitate what was happening. And you will tend to see that when you go visit, a lot of the Caucasian people will kind of be upstairs, and then people who are melanated will mostly be downstairs reflecting and looking and listening to the tour guides. So it was really eye-opening to see how, although years have passed, it's like time is collapsible when you step into these spaces. And the door of no return, woo! It felt eerie going through that door because I'm like, we did return. That was something that you thought that you were going to take away from us, but we have returned, and we are here, and we are standing. Going through that door of no return, I reflected on those who would have walked through that door and would have known that when they went back through, they didn't know where they were going. They didn't know what was about to happen. All they saw was a whole ocean full of water, and I'm sure a ship that was there to take them away. Words cannot describe the inhumanity of slavery and the impact that it has done on us as a people. It can't just be wiped away overnight. We can't just get over it. We can't just forget about it. And even if we are asleep, even if there are those of us who are out here who are deeply lost in the matrix, that trauma still is there. Those memories still are there. For me in particular, I have had some insights on my own of specific memories of being on plantations and also of being lynched. These memories don't just go away. And I think that when people start remembering it, it's going to be a scary day for some. No lie. But I didn't bring this here today to make you feel sad. I went and visited Gori Island again in 2019, and this time, although I still felt a dense heaviness, it felt like a lot of the energies that were trapped in there were gone. And when I went up to the top, I performed a small improvisation. I just felt like I just wanted to move. I just wanted to dance, and I did. And I remember them telling me, fly high above. Go far, far. Don't get left behind. Produce yourself. Don't reduce yourself. Fruit of thyself, of thy womb. Come here and see existence clear. As people sell souvenir again and again and again. Africa was telling me, yes, we have been through this. Yes, we have gone through these atrocities. Yes, they are encapsulated in our bodies. But it is now time for us to claim our happiness and to move forward in a way of righteousness and freedom. Do your laundry, wipe your soul clean, take the time to rediscover. Me like waking, no escaping, all the time for all the taking. It's me, can't you see? I am that I am. It's me.
sacrifice is so, so good. Rediscover all the time filled, all the tissues. It's me that you see. I am that I am. It's me.
Thank you for tuning in. As I stated earlier, I'm going to be taking a small hiatus for the month of February, but I will be back in March. And also in March, I will be premiering a watch party for the Home to Homeland show, the dance theater play that I have been speaking to you all about. I'm going to be doing a watch party for it on March 5th and 6th, which is a Friday and Saturday at 7 o'clock p.m. If you would like to attend, you may purchase tickets via Eventbrite. I'm going to leave the link in the description box of this episode. Click on the link, get your tickets. I'm sure that you do not want to miss this. The song that you just heard me singing is Laundry. It's an original songscape that I created for the show. And I hope to see you virtually there. But in the meantime, always remember that home is beneath your feet.